92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It was about a decade ago when Samsung introduced their first fridge with an Android tablet in the main door. And at a major electronics show this year, they debuted new fridges, washers, dryers, wall ovens, and cooktops with larger 7 and 9 inch full color touchscreens. And yes, you can make phone calls from all these devices, although I can't imagine why you'd ever want to. Their vision is to have a Samsung smart home. And these are the words of their CEO. They're doing this to reduce inefficiencies in household tasks, to enable more intuitive use of appliance features, and to improve accessibility, because managing these different tasks across multiple devices can, and again, these are their words, can waste time. He went on to say that screens and appliances will solve these issues because you can have a central control hub, which I guess is your smartphone, to seamlessly connect all your devices. Now, that doesn't mean you can just sit on your couch all day, because the screens and the associated apps are not going to move your laundry from the washer to the dryer and then fold it when it's done, and it's not going to take your food out of the oven so it doesn't burn. So I've been given some thought to this, and really, what is the point of it? All it's doing is making the cost of those appliances higher. The only possible advantage I can see here is that maybe it could help visually impaired people because it can make the information on how to use the device larger so they can see it. But other than that, what are we really accomplishing?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show, weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.